The cable channel HBO recently premiered a show poking fun at Bay Area startup culture called Silicon Valley.
Hooli isn't just another high-tech company. Hooli is about innovative technology that makes a difference, transforming the world as we know it, making the world a better place. I firmly believe we can only achieve greatness if first we achieve goodness.
The innovative spirit being parodied on the show is nothing new. Almost a century ago, a man named Philo T. Farnsworth invented something here in San Francisco that pretty objectively did change the world. Art Peterson, author of the San Francisco history book, Why Is That Bridge Orange?, has a hint.
If it weren't for Philo, we wouldn't have Saturday morning cartoons.
No, Farnsworth wasn't a cartoonist. He's actually credited with inventing the television that you can watch those cartoons on. KALW's Stephen Short has more.
Many of the important developments in the early days of broadcasting were in New York. That's where the power and money were. But the man who invented television did so in San Francisco. There's a statue of him in the Presidio at the Letterman Digital Arts Center. That's where I met author Art Peterson.
Let's walk down to the Philo T. Farnsworth statue. It's such a fun name.
The T needs to be in there to get that ring to it. Philo Farnsworth, Philo T. Farnsworth, that works better, the T.
This statue depicts Farnsworth wearing a vest and a serious expression. His sleeves are rolled up, and
the guy's got a bush of hair that's slicked back.
Sort of popular style from the
20s,
I think.
Yeah, that's right. He got that part in the middle.
And what's this below him here on this box?
That's an old TV, one of the very first.
The TV is basic, of course, just a square box with a screen maybe 6 inches square. Farnsworth's interest in electrical and mechanical technology blossomed after a telephone call with a relative who lived out of state. If sound could travel like that, why not pictures? As the story goes, the idea for television sprouted while he was plowing fields on his parents' Idaho farm.
Somehow or another, he saw some connection between these rows he was plowing and the elements that he needed to develop. Television.
Let me tell you, having plowed fields in the Midwest for hours at a time, you do start seeing things after a while.
In his mind, the dissected waves of soil became waves of electrons, which led to what he called his image dissector camera. It was while at the University of Utah that he met a couple of money men from San Francisco who were willing to support his television research.
And arranged for the Crocker Bank to give him $25,000, a big sum of money in those days.
Philo T. Farnsworth relocated to the city by the bay where, on September 7th, 1927, the 21-year-old inventor transmitted his first image in his laboratory on Green Street. The left hand of Philo T. Farnsworth's statue in the Presidio holds an unidentified roll of papers. Art Peterson knows what they represent.
It's all his patents, which is a big part of the story because he got screwed out of all his patents.
Farnsworth's financial sponsors had encouraged him to register his work with the patent office. This proved to be a very important decision because our young inventor was attracting attention from Hollywood to Manhattan. Word even reached David Sarnoff, the head of RCA, the Radio Corporation of America. Today, Sarnoff is called the father of broadcasting. But Peterson says he never gave any credit to Philo T. Farnsworth.
Sarnoff had the nerve to sue him for his patents, claiming that he had had them first.
The ensuing legal battles had been long and expensive. But those distractions had not discouraged Farnsworth from working on other projects. Much later, he moved back to Utah, where he secured a contract with NASA to work on nuclear fusion, but they wouldn't cover his operational costs. He sold all of his assets in an unsuccessful attempt to remain solvent. Soon, the IRS padlocked his lab because of back taxes.
The sad story is, by that time, Farnsworth was depressed and, in fact, was a drunk.
The statue of Philo T. Farnsworth in the Presidio is one kind of tribute to this industrious man. Art Peterson offers another.
I think it's worth remembering what somebody said about him, that he is the most influential unknown man of the 20th century.
Maybe you'll spare a thought for this influential unknown man the next time you're watching any moving image on an electronic screen. In the shadow of the Philo T. Farnsworth statue in San Francisco's Presidio, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.